From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. European Union interior ministers are meeting Monday to discuss ways to spread responsibility for the seemingly endless flow of refugees into Europe. The meeting in Brussels comes one day ahead of Hungary's promise to prosecute people who try to evade the country's border police. Parts of Europe, especially Eastern European countries, blame Germany for the wave of migrants onto the continent. Germany, however, has become increasingly frustrated with some members in the EU who have shown a reluctance to share the burden of the newcomers. In Hungary, meanwhile, authorities are working on expanding and fortifying its border fence with Serbia, topping it off with razor wire. Starting Tuesday, Hungarian officials say they will prosecute any migrants they catch trying to avoid their border police. Egyptian officials say a group of tourists was in a restricted area when security forces opened fire on Sunday, mistaking the group for suspected terrorists and killing at least 12 people, including two Mexican citizens. Egypt's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Monday that military and police forces were targeting terrorists utilizing 4x4 vehicles, similar to those being used by the tourists when they fired on the visitors Sunday in Farafra, part of Egypt's western desert. Six survivors told Mexico's ambassador to Egypt that their convoy was attacked by plane and helicopter. Another 10 people were wounded in the shooting, including at least six Mexicans who were hospitalized near Cairo. Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in central Afghanistan, freeing hundreds of inmates. From there, Ayaz Ghul has this report. This is VOA News.
Afghan officials say the well-organized pre-dawn assault began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance that allowed other insurgents to get into the prison in the province of Ghazni. An Interior Ministry spokesman, Najib Danish, told VOA the facility was housing around 436 men and women prisoners. He says 355 of them escaped, including a female detainee, and a search is underway to recapture them. The spokesman added that the remaining prisoners have been moved to a more secure location. Afghan authorities have described almost half of those who fled as dangerous criminals, saying they were charged with national security crimes. Several guards were also killed in the shootout with the insurgents. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
A U.S. courthouse clerk who was jailed for refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses returned to work Monday, saying she would not block her deputies from issuing them, but questioned the document's validity without her authorization. Kim Davis showed up at the Rowan County Courthouse in Kentucky after being jailed for 5 days. Federal court judge held her in contempt and put her behind bars after she defied his order to issue the licenses. Davis, an apostolic Christian, says gay marriage violates her religious beliefs. A reform panel established in the wake of a black teen's shooting death by a white police officer last year in Missouri on Monday released the results of its 10-month review into racially inequalities the state faces. Among the 189 calls to action is the recommendation to consolidate the police agencies and courts in and around St. Louis, including Ferguson, where Officer Darren Wilson fatally shot unarmed Michael Brown during an August 2014 confrontation. Federal investigation found systemic discrimination by the Ferguson police force, and the grand jury decision not to indict Wilson sparked massive protests in the area and also around the United States. Authorities in Malaysia say they have arrested three people in connection with last month's fatal bombing in Bangkok, Thailand. Khalid Abu Bakr, the head of Malaysia's National Police Force, announced the arrests of a Pakistani man and two Malaysians, one of them a woman, at a news conference in Kuala Lumpur Monday. Bakr said the country has no plans to extradite the trio to Thailand. And billionaire Donald Trump continues to gain support in his quest to be the Republican candidate in next year's U.S. presidential election. In a new Washington Post-ABC News poll released Monday, 33% of Republican voters said they would choose Trump. That is up 24% who said they would support him in July. Former neurosurgeon Ben Carson surged to second place during that span, rising from 6% to July to 20%. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.